Good evening. This is a, as we say every year, an exciting time for all of us. And this is a time of new things, new opportunities. And we're going to talk about some of those tonight, especially as it relates to the congregation here at Auburn and the opportunities there. But before we start with that, first, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin talking about that. John Coleman is going to come lead us in that prayer. First, one of the things that we like to do tonight, especially for those who are new, is we have a directory sheet that we like to ask you to fill out. And so right now, some of our men in the back have copies of this, and if you have never filled one out, if you're a new student, new person here, never filled one out, if you would raise your hand and let them make sure they probably can recognize most of the new people, but if you would let them know so they can give that to you, and as the night goes on, you'll have a chance to fill that out, and we'll talk more about it later on tonight, but we encourage you to do that. Raise your hands high. Don't be shy. Hopefully you're not that shy in class. So, this is something that we do traditionally here at this congregation at this time of year, but it's not just for the sake of tradition that we meet like this. We want to offer you the opportunity to understand, or information to understand the opportunities that are available for you among this local congregation and for your growth individually as a child of God. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things that are very important to that. You know, for you not new college students who are first time away from home, this presents some new opportunities for you. You're exploring new opportunities of growth in many different areas. You're here to, as we talked many times about, being educated toward a degree, toward hopefully a job or a career that will be important to you and your family as you grow and become older and have family and have children and be able to support those. But we also want to remind those who are returning students that this is an opportunity to continue on that path that you started. It's an opportunity to recharge and to improve. And for our members who are in this audience tonight, it's an opportunity for us to teach, to encourage, to help each other grow. And so as we talk about some of these things, these opportunities, we want to make that very clear, that the purpose of this is to help each of us in our path as Christians as we work toward one day in eternity with God. So you're going to hear about a lot of opportunities tonight. And as a congregation here, we are committed to accept those challenges of those opportunities and present many of those things that you might need to grow. You know, Ephesians 4 speaks of the work of the church in many areas. Paul speaks of apostles and pastors and evangelists and prophets and teachers, and all dealing with the idea of teaching and admonishing one another. And we see in beginning of verse 12 of Ephesians 4 about the purposes of a local congregation. There it talks about equipping of the saints, building up the body of Christ, therefore to attain the unity of the faith, and it talks about the faith in Christ, about the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, a mature individual. And so again, we will hopefully I'll offer those opportunities to each one here in doing that. So, it's up to each one of us to take advantage of those opportunities. I can't make you take advantage of them. No one else here can make you take advantage of them. But I want to encourage you to seek out those opportunities as you hear about them. Things like coming to worship regularly, joining in together with fellow saints to worship God. In doing that, we also encourage one another. And you should be encouraged as well when you do that. Take the time to come and attend and participate in Bible classes. We have specific Bible classes for all ages, including a college class. And again, the purpose of that is to teach and to admonish and to grow together. So try not to miss those, whether it's here at the building or somewhere else. We have college devotionals we have every couple of weeks. Another opportunity there to not only learn and grow, but to worship together, to be in someone else's home and get to know other people there. And then just encourage you to find ways to encourage and help and aid others. You know, I've said this before. I said it Sunday. For those of us who are regular members here, we need to be looking out for new people. We need to be seeking out those opportunities. If you're new, you need to take the time to hopefully stay around a little bit and get to know everybody. You can create some lifelong friendships and some friendships that will help you in your growth as a Christian. So again, let me encourage you to do that. So, let's see what else we have to say about this. So here's our meeting times. Most of you have been here a couple of times now. We meet Sunday morning at 9:30 for our Bible classes, 10:20 for our worship service, and again Sunday night at 6 for our evening worship service. So take advantage of those opportunities. Don't let other things get in your way. And like we are tonight, 7 o'clock, we have a chance to gather together again. It's a great time to recharge, to be refreshed. I was talking to somebody earlier about the busy week he had, and I feel that, and many of us do, but it's a time that we can get together to encourage one another and to grow together. I mentioned those of us who serve in a capacity here in the local church. Myself and Larry Rouse serve as elders here. We have 5 deacons. You can see their names listed there. Many of them will speak tonight to you about different things. We have 3 evangelists who work here among us in this congregation in various capacities. Larry Rouse, Ryan Hasty, and then also Gustavo Moreno, who works mainly with our Hispanic brethren who are part of this congregation. So those are the people who are in the capacity as God has set forth in place here. But there are so many people here working and doing things that are very important to the work here. So, we've talked about this before. We're going to have a problem with parking. We just have so many cars. I would encourage not only to park in the grass if you can, but if you can ride together, if you can sort of carpool a little bit, even if it's just 2 of you, instead of 2 of you driving 1 car, if you can do that, obviously there's times that you can't do that. Obviously you have a class until 6:30 or 7 and you're going to have to drive from school or from work. And think about those who are coming late, those who are visiting. A lot of times we have visitors and they'll get here a little late. That's understandable. Think about giving them some room close to the building. In the auditorium, we've gotten some more seating. You can see more chairs out, trying to accommodate the number of people that will be worshiping with us. But if you can make an effort to move in together, and I think you've done a good job tonight. I know the college students usually are from about the middle back, so you've done your normal thing, but you are sitting closer together, and I appreciate that. That's very helpful. And I know we've got up there to leave the last 3 rows open in the back. That's hard to do, I know, but our deacons try to at least leave some space in the back for those who maybe didn't know our service times and come in late. And so be mindful of that. Let's encourage people to be able to come in and worship with us, as we have many visitors, not only from out of town, we have visitors from the community, and it's a great opportunity to have them in with us. All right, so that's all I have to say right now. Finish filling out those forms. Stacy's going to talk about that Stacy and Ashley probably both, and so we'll turn this over to them now.
So just quickly, those of you who got the form, most of you who are already here who have filled out a form and you're already on the directory, we don't necessarily need you to fill another one of these forms out. If you have some outdated information, you can easily log back onto the website, correct that information. If you would like to get with myself or with Jeff or Ashley, we can help you do that. In fact, we can probably do it here. We can put it on the iPad and update that information for you. We'd love to have your correct address. If you've changed your address or your telephone number, we'd really like to make sure that's all up to date. We use email and text message quite often, and so to make sure everybody is current and you're getting all the updated information, it would be very helpful if you could help us keep that current. For that directory, for those new students, new families who have moved here, please fill one of these out. We can get you added to the directory. And then to talk a little bit more about serving here, and Ashley's going to talk a little bit more about the website in a moment, but this form for men and for women, it has areas there for you to each fill out what you might be willing to do to help in serving here. For those men, those who want to lead in the service in some way, whether it's leading singing, serving at the table, scripture reading, prayer, this is your opportunity to tell us this is what you'd be willing to do, so I don't sign you up for a full-length lesson. I'm the one that fills out the duty roster, so to know what you would like to be able to do, please let me know, and I can make sure that the duty roster goes out correctly. I say this every time. If you're not getting emails, please see Ashley and I. We can make sure that sort of gets corrected and make sure that your email's correct. I'll send out the duty roster at the first of the month or just prior to the first of the month. Please check it. Let's make sure we're all prepared. I'll do a call here for anybody who is a last-minute song leader or a last-minute person who can hop up here and do a five-minute lesson on Wednesday night. Sometimes we're sort of struggling to get somebody to fill in really quickly. To have a group of people that know they can hop up here at a moment's notice, I know I have some already right there. I tap on your shoulder a lot, and I appreciate that. But if there's some new students who have joined us and would like that opportunity, please get with me and let me know that you'd be somebody willing to hop up there and be able to be prepared to lead singing at a moment's notice. That's very helpful. Women, if you have an opportunity to want to be a teacher, or maybe you can just be a teacher's assistant, please fill out this form, get with us. Jared can sort of help you do that as well to get in that teaching rotation. As I said before, when you fill out this form, there's a weird section about fill out your cell phone provider. We need to know who, whether it's T-Mobile or whether it's Verizon. It can't send you a text message if it doesn't have your provider. So that's why we ask for that on the form. Another call for photos. If you have not updated the photo board, please get your photo updated. Perhaps you're a resident here and you now have become a college student. You might go ahead and have your photo taken as not part of your family now that you are probably on your own. So that might be an opportunity to have your photograph taken, Madeline. let us go ahead and fill out some information. If you please update this for us, let's get that directory out and updated. We'd like to get a directory out really quickly. We have a lot of new people who have come here. We want to make sure everybody can be part of the communication chain. From that, I'll turn it over to Ashley.
Our website for the church here is auchurch.com, and that's something we started about 3 or 4 years ago now, I believe. I changed the URL, and we go through a service called Congregate, and it's been very beneficial in uploading sermons and different items on there. But if you go to auchurch.com, it will go to work on your mobile device, whether you're on an iPad or a phone. And if you notice, as it shows on the picture above, there's a login section. We have reserved that for members, and you're going to be a lot of talk about becoming a member of this congregation in just a moment. We encourage everyone to be part of the directory, to use the website as a resource, but to actually be able to log into the members only. The decision was made several years ago to grant that access to members only. So I just want to make that clear at this point. So if you have tried to get access and have not been able to receive that, come see me, especially if you have become a member. That will give you information directly to the directory, other member-level services that are there. But the main use of the website is to get information out as far as announcements. We will put information on there for the college class directions, and also the any sermon will be on there. We encourage you to go there and use it as a resource. On that note, if you have any ability to help design websites, we have been in great need of making a facelift of this website and have searched for that. It's not really my strength, so if you have ability in that arena, would love to talk with you and get some help on that avenue as well. This is just kind of giving you a few pictures of the member dashboard. Again, that's auchurch.com. We encourage you to use it, to give us any feedback of how it could be used better, and anybody that would like to help with the process of that would greatly appreciate to hear from you. I believe at this time, Jeff Jerkins will talk to you about spiritual work groups.
As Ashley said, I'm Jeff Jerkins. For those of you who don't know me, the elders have asked me to help them in spiritual work groups, which are small groups that we have here that give you an opportunity to help do some work. I think it's, if you advance the slide, David. It has a couple listings here. We do have three groups. These groups meet on the last Sunday of the month at night after the evening services. That's next Sunday. If you are a member here, or if you locally, you will be assigned to one of these groups, and you'll break out after that evening service. There's a group that meets here, a group that meets in the college classroom, and a group that meets in Adult 2. And at that time, it's a very short meeting. The deacons lead those groups, and you have the opportunity to sign up for the month to, vacuum or write a card or reach out to one of our widows, provide transportation to someone who's in need. There are a lot of different opportunities that each group has. Not everyone can get up here and preach a sermon or be a great song leader, but everybody can vacuum. At least that's what my mom tells me. So I think that y'all be sure to attend those groups just one time a month at the end of the month, next Sunday in this situation. Very short meeting at the end of the services, and just like to choose something. And if you're new here, you don't know what group you're in yet, you can see me and I'll help you find where your group meets and which group you're in. Another area that I help the elders in, if you'll advance again, David, is the Adopt-A-Student program. That's something that we've kind of revived in the last couple of years. It's been very successful. Every student here that we know is here will assign to a resident. Of course, there's a lot more students than there are residents, so each resident will have several students in most cases. Some take on more than others. So you get brothers and sisters, too, in the adopted world. That is a great opportunity for you as a student, especially if you're new, if maybe you don't know where to get your car fixed or where to get your teeth cleaned. You have a person right here, a resident, that can be a great source of information to provide you with that. There'll be opportunities maybe to have lunch on an afternoon, or even go to the resident's home. There are many different opportunities. The biggest thing with this program is just for encouragement, to keep you tied to the whole. It's not only encouraging for students to have somebody that you can lean on and rely on, but it's also encouraging for us residents to have the students to get to know you better, to get to know your family. So that will come out in the next couple weeks. If you were a student last year, you will get a new family this year. So residents will have, you'll each have new students this year, and those randomly are placed, and they will come out in the next couple weeks. We'll give that information out to the residents, and the residents will seek out you as students. As we'll make announcement that that's happened, and if you don't find each other in the next week or so, you can certainly call on me or one of the deacons or elders, and they'll be glad to point you in the right direction. But I encourage you to stay involved, not only in the spiritual work groups, but also to be involved in the Adopt-A-Student program.
I've asked Jeff to assign me some adoptive students who are really good at yard work. So if that's you, you might get the call. I want to talk for just a minute about some opportunities we have here as a member of this congregation for extracurricular spiritual growth. Starting with, will you advance the slide, please? Yeah, starting with in-home Bible classes. We have a college devotional that meets every other Sunday night after evening services. The first one, incidentally, is going to be this Sunday night. That is correct, right? After evening services, August the 27th. The location for this devotional rotates between our members' homes. We get together for a meal, which is followed by a Bible study and a singing. It's a very encouraging time, both for students and, for families. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. We have men's and women's Bible classes that meet in various homes. The men's class traditionally has met at Walker's, and while the women's has rotated locations, be looking for times and topics very soon for those. We have monthly 1st to 5th grade and 6th to 12th grade devotionals. These also take place in members' homes, but I want to encourage you college students to think about this as an opportunity for yourselves to get involved, whether it be hosting one of these classes, teaching one of these classes, or even just in attending for encouragement. Believe it or not, these young kids look up to you. And I know that because I have a 9-year-old myself, and I know that he looks up to you guys. There are always other Bible studies or Bible readings going on. Again, be on the lookout for those. If you're interested in a one-on-one Bible study, there are several of us who'd be interested in participating in that with you. Let myself, one of the elders, or one of the other deacons know, and we can certainly make that happen. Secondly, there is a chartered organization on the campus of Auburn University called Truth Seekers. It meets for Bible study regularly in the Student Center in room 2107. This semester, it's been moved to Thursdays at 8 p.m. And I encourage you to look at their Facebook page for details. I believe the study, if I read it correctly, is going to be on the book of Galatians, but a fantastic opportunity for Bible study on campus. In January of each year, we have a student weekend study. Meets on a Friday night, and I think most or half of the day on Saturday. Students are in charge of basically the whole thing. They organize and teach in a very intensive study, generally focused on one book of the Bible. In past years, we've had young people come from all over to attend this, and we've had very, very positive feedback. So look for the dates for that in January. And then outside of Bible studies, we just have tons and tons of opportunities for you to associate with other Christians. There might be game nights. There'll be football tailgates, on and on and on and on. You'll get this information to you again via email. However, you will only get this information if our website has your email address. So make sure that Stacy or Ashley can make that happen for you. I want to leave you with one final thought. Sometimes students who are in college think that this is their time to have fun, and then after college is over, they'll turn on their spiritual mindedness, or they'll become spiritually minded at that time. That's not the way it works. You guys are developing habits right now that'll be with you forever. If you're not spiritually minded now, chances are those things won't be important to you when you graduate either. So take advantage of the opportunity to build your faith now. One of the best ways to do that is for you to make godly friends, as it says here on the slide. I want to read you two verses from Proverbs. I've read these every night for as long as I can remember, but they're not any less powerful. Proverbs 12 and verse 26. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. And Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
This is one of the rare times you're going to hear me speak without me giving you a piece of paper to follow with an outline. I'm one of the elders, Larry Rouse, and want to talk to you about placing membership. Sometimes that's a controversial subject to some. They're thinking, well, show me in Scripture where it tells me to place membership. I could also ask you this question. Could you show me in Scripture where local churches are an essential of your serving God? It's quite interesting how the New Testament teaches is that many times we just know that God gave something and we see how it functions, and I think we would understand that what God gave is that we want to be a part of. Let me tell you what I mean. When you look in passages like 1 Corinthians 12:13, you read about how when we become a Christian, when we're baptized into Christ, we're added to the one body. That there's only one, the one church that the Lord builds. He says, the Bible says, we're by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we're all made to drink of one Spirit. Ethiopian eunuch, when he was going in the wilderness, and he says, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized in Acts 8? You know, Philip said, if you believe, you may. And he says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And they baptized him. What church was he a member of? You see, when you become a Christian, you're part of that body of Christ universally. But then you have some choices to make. We read in Acts 9 where Paul went to Jerusalem. And if he went to Jerusalem, they knew of him as a persecutor. He'd become a Christian away, and he's coming to town, and they still figured he's trying to find out where Christians are to kill them. Acts 9:26, it says, when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Look at verse 28. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. Here you have someone who was a Christian. He wanted to be a part of a local church. They didn't want to have him until they understood that he was a disciple. Must you become a member of this local church? And the answer is no. You need to be a member of some local church. And as we consider someone coming to Auburn, somebody may say, well, look, I'm going to be driving home a lot. I'm only going to be here a little bit. And I'm going to be a member of the congregation that I'm at from home. That's fine. But you need to be a member somewhere. Somebody say, well, can you prove that, Larry? Well, let's look at First Peter chapter 5. In 1 Peter 5, we read about how local churches to have elders. Walker and I are the two elders here. And elders have a flock that is described in this verse. It says, the elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you. So I would ask this question. Who's the flock that Walker and I are to oversee? If somebody's come here and visiting, by the way, because we give you these directory sheets, that doesn't make you a member. If you fill that out, don't be afraid to fill it out that somehow you're obligating yourself. We're doing those directory sheets for communication for those who choose to regularly visit or are members. But somebody may ask, how do I become a member? There has to be a process by which someone says, I want to be a part of this flock, and we would acknowledge that. And there's no written procedure given in Scripture, but it has to occur. We don't assume you're a member. We want you to ask. Now, what that does for us is that you are brought under our oversight as elders, and I hope that you would trust that we are qualified and understand something about us and our work. It's a relationship of trust. But we would have a responsibility to you as well. And so it is a step of responsibility. Now, there's some things we do here, as already been mentioned. There's some aspects of the website that we use for only members, those who have identified. You can still be here and be on the directory, not as a member, and use a lot of aspects of our websites, but there's some things we limited to just the members. When we use people regularly in the public worship, we choose to do just those who are members, because you look around you, there's so many people we could use. We choose to use those who are members. That's a judgment call we make. We'd be glad to talk with you about any of those things. But the thing about becoming a member is I think it's a step of responsibility. If you're regularly going to be here, you're regularly going to be amongst us, I would urge you to identify. It brings you in a closer relationship with us, a relationship of greater responsibility. And that's the bottom line here. How do you make a group like this work? How do we communicate? How do we work together? How do we make decisions about Bible classes and services and other things? There's so much work to be done. And I believe as each person takes the responsibility given to them to step up and take the responsibility they can, in communication and in work, this church can be very effective in what it can do. Now, if you choose not to be a member, we hope you'll be here at all the classes and participate. And you say, again, we're just urging you to consider an act of responsibility that you really need to take. If you move, let's say, later to a place and get a job and you start attending somewhere, I think most churches have a process in place. It may be different than what we do, where you communicate and you identify. I believe that is a very responsible and proper thing to do. Let's look at a couple of verses and we'll close this section of our talk. Hebrews 10, 23 and 25. One of the reasons I think we have done so well here with the number of students that are here is I believe this church historically over the years have had the members reach out and work with one another. Many of you have come here to Auburn because you've heard recommendation about the church and want to be a part of the church as well as Auburn. And we have tried very, very hard to make this a place with an atmosphere where we're going to teach God's word and not compromise on that, but also to have a family environment where we can talk with one another and we enjoy being together with one another. As you've already heard, there's all kinds of opportunities, and I urge the students to choose your opportunities. You can't do everything that we provide for you. You might flunk out of school, and so, you know, you got to balance some things. But I believe this congregation has been a congregation where we've been involved. You're going to have many of the members open up their homes to you for these student devotionals. And we'll have anywhere from 60 to 120 in a home. Have you ever gotten 120 in a home before? We'll show you how it's done. You know, there are ways. Sometimes have to take furniture out and put everything, or have them in the backyard. But there's some wonderful opportunities where the members will try to get you in the home and other things. But Hebrews 10, 23 to 25. Here's what a local church ought to be. It says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. My prayer is in these next few weeks that you guys will connect to each other. It is crucial that we do that. If you'll find this to be a place where you can have a family and people who care about you. And by the way, as elders, we'll give you our time. Myself as an evangelist and Ryan and many others, if there's some things you want to study, you want to get together, we will give you our time. We're thankful you're here. I'll read one more verse and then we'll conclude this orientation night. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 20. It says, but now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part that lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And by the way, just as a note, I don't think it was mentioned in our, you know, but we actually have a special event after services tonight. We'd like to tell you a little more about that. We're going to be meeting about a block and a half from here at the Senior Center. And if you're a student, particularly a new student, we urge all of our students immediately after services, We'd like you to come and join us, and we're going to try to have an additional time to get to know one another.
All right, thank you for your attention. If you have filled out the directory form, if I would ask you to pass it one side or the other, get it to the center aisle, and let some of our men pick that up. If you haven't finished filling it out, if you would do that and bring it to one of us tonight or sometime soon. So we're going to have a short break as the other classes conclude, and then we'll have a short time of worship service together. So we'll adjourn for now. Thank you.